This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 319, and today we're going to be talking about expectations. But before we do, I've been getting some inquiries, what's happening up in Bend, what's going on, because I haven't talked about it recently, but it has been just absolutely gorgeous up here. So in the past month, we've had over 50 inches of brand new snow. The mountain is just covered. It's great for skiing, great for snowshoeing, great for doing anything in the snow, really good for snow angels, but it's just been absolutely gorgeous. There hasn't been any festivals up here. We don't start the festival season till around February when we start having the winter festival, but we've had a lot of CrossFit competitions, local ones up here, so we've been very, very active. And whether it's winter, spring, summer, fall, we're all active up here in Bend, enjoying the outdoors, enjoying the indoors. So we're just having a great time. So thanks to all those that have been asking about what's happening up in Bend. And before we get started also on this topic, I'd like to just remind you or encourage you, inspire you, if I could, to start to write down your goals, to start to establish your goals. We're just towards the end of January. We're still in January, and it's always the right time to set some goals. So what I would encourage you, I'll give you a big, broad view of how I look at it. I would encourage you to say, where do you want to be 1 year from now? What is your life? What do you want your life to look like? And that could be all of your life, relationship, physical, financial, career-wise, or just a part of it. I like to look at the entire life. And then where do you need to be 9 months from now to know that you're going to hit your one-year goal? Where do you need to be 6 months so that you know you're going to hit your 9 month goal? Where do you need to be 3 months from now to hit your 6 month goal? And then where do you need to be 1 month from now to make sure that you hit your 3 month goal? And then in between each of these milestones, go ahead and develop some strategies and tactics on how you're going to get that accomplished. And it's always the right time. If we were doing this in July, it would still be the right time because goals are essential. It gives you a direction. It gives you a beacon what to follow. It gives you a map on how to create your life. If you don't create this map for you, somebody else will, and you're just going to be an innocent bystander in your life, and maybe not so innocent, a unconscious bystander in your life. So really sit down and start doing some of these goals. Which brings us to today's topic is expectation. And there's a couple of faces of expectation, which I'll go over, but one of them applies to goal setting. So let's just say, and we generally overestimate how much we're going to get done and underestimate the time that it's going to take. So let's just use cleaning the garage, for example. You set a goal, I'm going to clean the garage this weekend or this Saturday or Sunday, and it's going to take me 4 hours. So you expect it to take 4 hours. Well, there you are, 6 hours later, and you're still not getting done, and you're getting frustrated, and you're getting annoyed because you're still in this garage. It should have only taken you 4 hours, and now you're at 6 hours. And so this expectation sets us up. So here's what's interesting is this expectation of this time, we set it. Now, what is it based on? Most of the time, we set these expectations based on nothing. It's just a guess. And so if it's guessed, there's no evidence of it being true or false, but most likely being true. And then when we don't hit that expectation that we set, we get ourselves in a pissed off mood. And then we blame the garage when it's actually our expectation of how long it was going to take, which caused our mood. So we are creating our own internal environment, our emotional state, by the expectations that we are setting. So when we can start looking at setting goals and what to expect in that time, so we want to make sure our goals are big and motivational enough, but also we need to be accepting as to how they transpire. So using the garage as an example, you may not want to go out there and say it's going to take me 12 hours because you may not ever get started. But you could do a range. Hey, it's going to take me 4 to 8 hours. Or you could say, hey, in 8 hours, I'm done no matter where I get. And if you get done in six, it's great. But still, we want to be able to manage our expectations of ourselves so that we feel good about accomplishing what we set out to do goal-wise, so we will continue to do it. Goals, again, aren't a wish list. They're not my goal is to hit the lottery. My goal is to do this. That's not what goals are for. It's creating an effective map for you to journey along so that you will hit those achievable outcomes. And when we take into account our expectations, often, again, we will expect to get done too much in a shorter period of time, and then we get mad, and then we get upset, and we start blaming everybody else but ourselves because it was ours. We created the goal. We created the time frame. We created the expectation, and when it's not met, we get mad. And usually what happens is we get mad at somebody or something outside of us, not knowing that we were the ones that created it. And this goes, so that's one face of it when we are doing it ourselves. The other is when we are in relationships, whether it's a business relationship, whether it's a personal relationship, and we don't communicate. Oh, we just expect our partner to know what we do. So you come home, you're on your way home, and you expect your partner, whichever, you know, your significant other, to have dinner ready. You're just expecting, man, I've had a hard day. I can't wait to get home and have dinner waiting for me. And you get home and there's no dinner. And you get into a tizzy and you start yelling and screaming, and your significant other goes, wait a second, we didn't do that. We didn't agree to this, or I was out. I had other things to do. And, you know, I had my own job to take care of. I had this. So this expectation without communication then causes a disagreement. And so how was that communicated? Was there a communication? Hey, are we going to have dinner tonight together? Who's going to make it? Who's going to be in charge? When are we going to have it? Those type of things. And I know that as couples, and this is just one example, but I know that as couples, as we are together longer and longer, some of those expectations are understood, but yet if they're not communicated and agreed upon, you can't hold the other person accountable for an expectation that hasn't been agreed upon. So even if you've been coming home for 2 months and dinner's been waiting, when you come home and it's not waiting, that's just an expectation and it wasn't agreed to, that you can't get mad at that because that wasn't agreed to. And so this is where expectations and communications is in critical, and also expectations and our own mood, our own temperament is important. Let's say at business, you talking to somebody, you ask somebody to do something for you, and you go, hey, could you get it done as soon as possible? And they go, sure. Your expectation of as soon as possible is 3 hours. Their expectation of as soon as possible is 5 days. So 1 day goes by, you go up to them, hey, did you get this done yet? And you said, no, you said as soon as possible. And you go, yeah, that should have been done yesterday. And they go, no, as soon as possible for me is this Friday. So there hasn't been this communication, but you both have this expectation of when it's going to get done, but it's not communicated. And when it's not communicated, then there is a disagreement that happens. And so then it's that expectation without agreement that creates the emotion of each individual behind it. Hope you're really grasping this, that the emotions that we get based on expectations are all on us, because we set the expectation. And if it's not met, we get angry, but it's us that set the expectation. Really, really sit with this, because if it's not an agreement, if it's not communicated in agreement, regardless if it's with you and your goal, with you and your significant other, with you and your kids, with you and your boss, with you and your subordinates, if it's just an expectation, you can't get mad, or you will get mad, but you've got to get mad at yourself for setting those expectations. Now, when we can set those and agree, like, we want to have a high performance, right? We want people to perform at a high level. And we can say we expect them to perform at a high level. But if we haven't told them that's what we expect, we can't hold them accountable for achieving that because we didn't tell them that that's what we expect. Now, there are some of those top performers, right? The upper 1% that don't need that. They just go out and they know where their limits are and they try to push. They are internally motivated. They are inspired, right? Motivation is external. Inspiration is internal. You have this 1% of people out there that are just so inspired that they will keep pushing themselves. So you could expect them to do the best and they will do it. But we're talking about general population, the general population within the bell curve, that most of us, if we're going to do what we can to get by, a lot of us. And if our partner, if our training partner, if our life partner, if our boss expects more of us but doesn't communicate it to us, and they get mad at us, we need to look at them. Same thing if you expect more out of your kids, if you expect more out of your subordinates, if you expect more out of your boss and you don't communicate it and they don't live up to your expectations, but you haven't made those expectations known and you get angry, that's angry at you. Because you created the expectations without one, communicating, and two, getting agreement. And when we can look at how those expectations affect us emotionally and affect us performance-wise, we'll start to establish that expectation. I'm saying that it's good to have an expectation of others and of ourselves, but we have to, one, how is that founded? How is that expectation founded? So, you know, for yourself with the garage, where did 4 hours come from? I don't know. I just figured it. So where did it really come from? When was the last time you cleaned up your garage? Well, last year, how long did it take you? 8 hours. Okay. So minimum, it should be 8 hours, not 4 hours. Why was the expectation there? That's one thing, right? And so then if we also expect more of a subordinate or a boss, we have to understand what is their knowledge base on that subject or that task we want them to do. Do they have enough time in service of doing whatever it is that we can expect that high level? Or are they still on a learning curve? Once they've passed the learning curve, we then can communicate with them, hey, you know, this is the expectation we have of you to perform at this level. You have demonstrated that you can do it periodically, so we expect you to do it 80% of the time. And then you can have the agreement around it. And so then if they don't live up to that because they agree to it, then you have a conversation. But if we don't clearly define what our expectation was, how we came up with that expectation and get agreement around it, it's going to set us up for emotional distress. Basically, right? Set us up for failure. And it's going to set the other person up for failure in our mind. Because if we have an expectation of somebody being able to achieve something they don't, we're going to then come down on them and they're going to feel like a failure because they didn't even know what they were trying to succeed at. They didn't know the parameters, but they're still going to feel bad because you as the boss, told them that they didn't live up to that expectation, which you never told them about. And the same thing goes for, you know, your kids. Same thing goes for your significant other. Same thing goes for your boss. If you expect something of your boss and he or she doesn't do it, then you haven't communicated that to him. Say, hey, boss, what I expect is you to be able to call the CEO or call this person, call that person and have a dialogue with them and get this resolved. And if you both agree, then that's great. Then it moves from an expectation to an agreement. So I hope this is making sense because we really need to manage our expectations, and how we manage those expectations and dissect them as to where they're coming from is basically through our mental strength. Because part of that is, you know, when we look at expectation, is it we are in control or are they in control? Do we look at this expectation as a challenge? Do we have the confidence in our expectations? Do we have the commitment to it? And those are the four components of mental strength. And when we can start to develop our mental strength, we'll be able to look at our expectations more realistically. Now, a good place to help develop that mental strength is my online program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can find that by going to warriormindtraining.com. In there, you'll be taken over to my course. It's been getting great reviews. You log in, you'll have lifetime access. It's going to take you through some exercises. It won't take you through exercises of expectations, but it will change the way you think so that when you are faced with expectations, you'll be able to be more realistic with them. Another one is being able to just to take the mental strength assessment and getting the toolkit that goes with that. And you can find that out by going to mentalstrengthmastery.com. But either one are great resources. So my takeaway for you between now and next week is look at your expectations. Are they realistic? What are they founded on? Have they been communicated? And do you get agreement with it? Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.